Mentioned 29 degrees. Still that ice storm warning in effect until 6 o'clock Sunday morning. So whether it's today, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever, just be a little cautious when you're out driving around this weekend and plan your trips so that if you have to be out, you can do it all at the same time. A community connection on the way next on K1, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church. And we're going to have a little fun talking things over with Morris McCorvey when we start things up in just 30 seconds.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And again, welcoming in Morris McCorvey from Westside Community Center. Nice to have you in here this morning. How's your day
here,
so far?
So far, so good. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is. If you like this kind of weather, it's a wonderful day. Yeah. If you're more of those people that are looking for sunshine and 85, then it's coming, but not real soon.
Yeah, and if you're one of those school kids who's not having to get out of bed this morning, you know, it's a wonderful day.
Yeah, really. What are you doing up listening to us? Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
How's the after the new year, you've started back full activities at Westside Community Center?
Yeah, having a great time, you know. The kids are enjoying it. The chess club is growing. Everybody's working pretty hard on the work ethics program. Putting together resumes for the interviews in the spring. Peaceful Warriors are enjoying a really exceptionally peaceful school year.
That's great.
Things are going well.
Well, I know you mentioned chess club, and I know what's going on there. I hadn't really thought about it, but I bet you have fun suggesting some moves to some of those young players.
We do, and you'd be surprised. You know, we actually had some volunteers out last evening. Gene Oliver was one of them, learning the chess game from one of our fifth graders from Wilson School.
Excellent.
So it's a symbiotic relationship, to say the least.
As a teacher, you will be taught.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm happy to spend the entire time talking about Westside Community Center, what goes on there, but we're actually talking today about the what pays the bills for you, right?
Yes, the 15th annual All That Jazz
celebration.
I can't
believe it. I remember, well, I guess it was 15 years ago, somebody, probably you, came in and started talking about All That Jazz and how much fun you were going to have at the country club, and I was invited out there, and it was a wonderful time, and things have only gotten better.
Yeah, it was probably Richard Mitchell. Who started All That Jazz.
Richard and I served together on the Crime Stoppers board at the time, so I bet you're probably right. Probably was Richard. Yeah.
One of the best contributions he's made among many to the Westside Community Center. This event has earned us about $500,000 in operating expenses. Mm-hmm. Every single penny of it goes to the betterment and education and empowerment of our community youth, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to have Richard to thank for that.
Well, Richard and probably a lot of other unsung heroes along the way.
Absolutely. You can recognize all the names, Betty Williams, Mark and Debbie Haskell, the Dronics, just an all-star team of volunteers and selfless citizens of Bartlesville.
Well, and that's what makes our nonprofits, whichever one we're talking about, that's what makes them work. It's the,
right.
It's the people who serve in an unpaid, unrecognized, and just anonymous capacity for
you. Yeah, and it tends to be the same people. You know, you see Linda Jones a little bit everywhere.
You
Angela
do.
Box, Betty Williams everywhere. Ubiquitous, so to speak.
It is, but they are spreading the good deeds, and we are thanking them for it. Appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes.
For those that have not been to All That Jazz, other than what the name implies, what goes on?
You know, Charlie, I was just thinking again this morning, it's almost like an all-school reunion. You know, what goes on is, you know, we have a modest, we don't have a silent auction or anything like that. We have a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Your $100 ticket gets you a great meal, music and dance, and one raffle ticket. You know, we do a quick drawing of some really fine prizes, and there's a lot of fun and fellowship between folks who don't normally see each other socially. But come out for this particular event, almost like I said, a class reunion.
Yeah, and typically it has that I don't know, Mardi Gras, New Orleans jazz feel to it, whether you're doing things Cajun style or not.
Yeah, you know, I had almost forgotten, you know, that it's that energy, that February energy. I almost forgotten why we do it in February, and it has to do with that les bon temps roulé spirit that begins
Certainement.
Right around February 1st. Yeah. So we're looking forward to having another good year. You know, the peerless chef and food folks out there at the Hillcrest Country Club are preparing a delicious gourmet meal. We'll have Eldridge Jackson back again.
All right.
The best saxophonist in the whole wide world.
Yes.
You know, and absolutely unparalleled as far as being able to play jazz and pop music, you know, dance music.
And the nice thing about Eldridge, and he personifies some of the best qualities of jazz, starts with a tune that I know frequently,
mm-hmm.
and then takes it someplace that I've never been before, and then brings me back home.
Yeah, that's what they call jazz,
yeah.
You know. And we're going to have the Johemian jazz ensemble out again to give us some of the old school stuff. But yeah, you know, and Eldridge is almost, he's been here so often, he's almost like a family member of the community. He knows what we dig,
yeah.
and delivers, you know, every single time. Yeah.
And that's so important. You know, we want our performers to show us something new, but mm-hmm. not too far, because I like what I really already know.
Right. And, you know, it's amazing how much fun it can be when you have a really fine performer, when you know that guy and he knows you and knows your taste and
yeah.
and what you enjoy most, you know.
Exactly.
We're especially blessed this year to have another young couple as one of our honorary chair couples, David and Tiffany Lewis.
Oh, okay.
You know, a few years. We've had a who's who of young couples, Josh and Lionel, mm-hmm. Ben and Narelle, and now we have David and Tiffany Lewis. Tiffany Lewis is on the board, and they will be joined by Price Connors and Martin Smith.
Okay.
So we have two really fine honorary chair couples.
And you mentioned your board, and again, we know that every nonprofit has one. They are the people that set policy and set the direction for it,
right.
In cooperation with people like you that are executive directors of that particular organization, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
But they're out there, the public face frequently of the talking to the donors, talking to the people that say, come to our event, we got something special going on.
Yeah, they are. And you know, and they also are so comprehensively understanding of the programs and the mission that you can get the whole story from any one of our individual board members. Ron Tribble is still our board president.
Mm-hmm.
Felix Braggs is on the board. It's just Mary Burns, as I said, Tiffany Lewis, Ben Onukwube, David Austin. It's a really fine board of folks. And then the kind of folks who actually are immersed and involved in mm-hmm. Delivering the programs that we have for our mission, which is to empower and educate and empower the underserved in our community.
And you have been doing it for more years than I want to count.
I think I'm 65 now. This is our 66th anniversary. The Westside Community Center is 66 years old this year.
Wow, that is a tremendous accomplishment for any organization.
Right.
And to be accomplishing basically the original mission the way it was envisioned. Yes, times change. You didn't have computers then. But,
right.
You know, basically getting it done for particularly the young people, but for the people of Bartlesville.
Absolutely. For the young people and thus for the people of Bartlesville.
Yeah.
You know, and I just realized 66 is a special number around here.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a little number down there in front of the community center, too.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a break and tell you how you can get tickets and be part of the fun at the All That Jazz celebration coming up real soon. We'll do that for you in just 1 minute.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating. Too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, spending a little bit of time this morning with Morris McCorvey, probably the most recognizable face for the Westside Community Center. Poetry was what brought you here, and we're still talking the arts with all that jazz.
Exactly. Poetry was what brought me here. Bartlesville and the Westside is what kept me here, you know, and it's really a blessing every now and then to get back into the arts, to be able to come across artists like Eldridge Jackson, and to still be able to cultivate that, you know, know, that that talent with the with our children.
Yep.
You know?
And you've been encouraging particularly the arts with your young people. I know the Peaceful Warriors program is a big part of what you do, that, you know, building character, but you do it frequently through poetry, through music, through through other things.
Yeah, every Peaceful Warrior knows If by Rudyard Kipling, you know, if you can keep your head on All About You. And, you know, basically, Charlie, when you're talking about empowering kids and educating them, you want to be talking about enabling them to be as creative as they possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tell them, and we mean it, that every one of them is ingenious in some way. It's just incumbent upon us to work together to find out what their ingenuity is and to feed that and nurture it so that they can come back and contribute to the community. So poetry, music, arts and crafts have always been historically a part of what the Westside Community Center offers. And it goes back to the days when, you know, there are times when all we had to fall back on was our creativity, mm-hmm. our individual creativity.
Yeah, and with 65 years, nearly 66 years of serving Bartlesville, people like you have been digging for gold in the lives of these young people all that time.
Yes, and fortunately finding it, you know, year after year. It's a continuing miracle in which we've all come to believe, you know. And I could think of half a dozen kids right now who are beneficiaries of that and carriers of that torch, you know. I'm thinking about Seven Morrow over in Stillwater, Oklahoma, you know, her freshman year at Oklahoma mm-hmm. State University. Came through our center and discovered Run the Streets, you know, and now is doing the thing at Oklahoma State. Otuozo Baye, who's at West Point mm-hmm. in his third year as a cadet out there.
You know,
and a whole who's list of kids who've come through our after-school zone and community actions study hall program.
And I have to believe when they return to Bartlesville, even if it's just for 5 minutes to shake your hand and look around and say, yeah, it's the same, it's changed, but it's the same, and they want to come back and just repay that effort.
You know, I was talking with the folks at the United Way yesterday and realizing, talking about the fact that they are actually coming back, talking about volunteering, talking about board participation. You know, we've been in it long enough now that we've got grown folks mm-hmm. and the children of children who are in an unprecedented way, Charlie, coming back looking to serve the community. But all of them have been charged with doing that, you know, through the various programs. So we let them know we love you, we want to invest in you, but we need you back here as in citizens and volunteers and donors to these programs.
And I think that's part of what draws people back to this community, that it's the roots that they developed as a, I don't care, a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 15-year-old, because somebody at Westside Community Center, since that's what we're talking about today,
right.
you know, made that investment into who they would become.
Right. That's the beauty of it, you know. If it's not me, it's Jason Barlow, the Cheryl Streets at the Boys and Girls Club. Somebody has touched you and encouraged you. And inevitably, you know, they say, you know, you can't really, you'll always come back to Bartlesville.
Yeah.
That's the word, you know.
You always want to return home. Something, it's that that mating cry, that whatever that says, you know, you belong here.
Yeah, but I have to say, you know, one of the things we've been working in for the past several years is gratitude. Trying to nurture, inculcate and nurture the attitude of gratitude in all the kids with whom we work, you know, and so we can depend on them to come back and volunteer and donate and tutor and take our places.
Donating. The ticket price is basically a donation. Yeah, you get some food, you get a good experience, but it's that ticket price that brings you back into investing into the Westside Community Center.
Absolutely. You get more than some food, you get a Hillcrest gourmet meal, you know, but $65 of that donation is tax deductible, goes directly into our operating costs. And, you know, you get a free raffle ticket for one of our great prizes, which include this year an Apple gift store, $500 gift card to Apple gift store, GoPro Hero Silver, Beats Solo headphones, some jewelry, a Sweetheart's package to our Peerless Copper Bar and Restaurant, and a bottle of champagne to go with that, as a matter of fact, just in time for Valentine's Day, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Gift card to the Painted Horse and Sweet Peas and some fine artwork, you know. So we get the opportunity to contribute, have a tax-deductible contribution, an excellent meal, and even a raffle chance, you know.
There it is. And you are investing in the lives of young people in that will become the leaders in this community. You look at the people, you went down that list of who's who, and I know you just barely touched the top of it.
Right. I got out of there before I forgot a name or two. Right.
Well, Maria wouldn't let us forget her.
Absolutely.
But it's just so many people that are leaders, whether it's here or wherever they've been planted.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It is. How do you get tickets for the event?
Well, you contact the Westside Community Center. It's a ticketless event. We take your reservation. We contact you and send you some billing information. You can even pay at the door.
Okay.
Right, or you can come out to the Westside Community Center and pay us. And basically, we take your reservation, and you are on our list, and we admit you when you get there. That way, you don't have to worry about keeping up with a piece of paper.
That's a good idea.
As a matter of fact, a great opportunity to come out and talk to us about getting those tickets would be this coming Monday.
What's going on? Oh, MLK Day.
We're inviting the community out again for our annual MLK Day celebration. The Reverend Stephen Griffiths of New Beginning Family Church will be our keynote speaker. We'll have some great music, great fellowship, and revisit some historical civil rights era memories. I gave an interview to Emily Jones the other day, and I kept using the word civil war.
Which is important in our history, but not what you were talking
about. We're not going back to the Civil War Monday. We're going to talk about some of our civil rights history that brought us to where we are today.
And of course, all that grew on things, we can take it back to the Declaration of Independence that started talking about, what they were then slaves as, are they people or are they not people? Are they property? And
right.
It came from that.
Right, exactly. And now we come to where we have this day of service, right, in the name of Dr. King, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best ways we can serve is to get together and share fellowship now more than ever. I think I'll be using that phrase quite a bit this year. Now more than ever, we need to get together and celebrate our common ground, our mutual interest, and our great historical legacy of peace and prosperity for all American folks. So we're going to have some refreshments and fellowship and great music and a fine speech by one of our finest local ministers. And the public is invited.
Absolutely. You are invited. If you can't make it to the event, your donation is still needed, and you can drop off your check at the Westside Community Center.
Right. You can give us a call, email me, stop any one of our board members or the All That Jazz Committee members, and they'll pass your reservation on to us, and we'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Yeah. Morris, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's always
I hope
fun
you have
here.
A great celebration on Monday.
Yeah, we will. Looking forward to it. And February 4th, 6 p.m. at Hillcrest Country Club.
You are invited. Westside Community Center, our topic of conversation this morning on a 1400 K1 Community Connection.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner.